listen to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Well, it's Friday. It's the end of the broadcast day and the end of the broadcast week. That means it's time to play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're going to play four soundbites for you from this week's Issues, Etc. audio. Andy Stanley, Dr. Thomas Huanger, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, and Terry Mattingly, all on various subjects. All you need to do is listen to each one of these soundbites, listen carefully, and then when we're done playing them for you, you've heard them, it's your opportunity to vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's also an opportunity for you to win the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues, Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad that goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can vote by sending us an email. We get it right here in real time in the studio. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. We have also left space at our Facebook fan page for your votes for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Andy Stanley. He's a big megachurch pastor on television all the time. Here's what he had to say recently about small churches.
This is one reason we build big churches. People say, why do you have to make them so big? Let me tell you why we make them so big. You probably didn't know this. This is kind of an insider secret. We want churches to be large enough so that there are enough middle schoolers and high schoolers that we don't have one youth group with middle school and high school together. We want there to be so many adults that there will be so many middle school and high school kids that we can have two separate environments. So when I hear adults say, well, I don't like a big church. I like about 200. I want to be able to know everybody. I say, you are so stinking selfish. You care nothing about the next generation. All you care about is you and your five friends. You don't care about your kids, anybody else's kids. Are like, what's up? I'm saying, if you don't go to a church large enough, come on, if you don't go to a church large enough where you can have enough middle schoolers and high schoolers to separate them so they can have small groups and grow up the local church, you are a selfish adult. Get over it. Find yourself a big old church where your kids can connect with a bunch of people and grow up and love the local church. Instead, what you do, can you tell I'm passionate about this? Yeah. Here's what you do. I mean, I'm so sick of this. I hear this all the time. Well, I just don't like a big church. You drag your kids to a church they hate. And then they grow up and hate the local church. And then they go off to college. Don't, parents, don't attend a church that teaches your children to hate church. I'm not against small church.
All right, that's Andy Stanley. That's soundbite number one. If you want to vote for it, all you got to do is give us a call. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. As I said, you don't have to agree with what the soundbite says to make it soundbite of the week. You can profoundly disagree. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. Thomas Huanger, I believe. Yes, Dr. Thomas Huanger, an analogy on unbiblical communion fellowship.
An Anglican priest who spoke said, and she was trying to be a bit flippant and a bit provocative. And she said, well, you have to sleep together in order to get married. Mm-hmm. And she got a good chuckle out of the audience. But it's the perfect analogy, the idea that cohabitation before marriage will create a stronger marriage. And I think those of us who studied this or have experienced it realize that, in fact, the opposite is true. Cohabitation before marriage can actually produce a horrible marriage because you've put the cart before the horse, you've violated the way God wants things ordered. While on the other hand, sexual relations within marriage build and develop the relationship. And I think if you can follow that analogy, the same thing's true of intercommunion. Intercommunion before the unity has been properly achieved can actually scuttle it, can destroy the attempt to create union. But where we have union, we should and we must commune with one another, because it builds up our relationship with one another so beautifully and draws us together with each other and with Christ.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Thomas Winger, an analogy on unbiblical communion fellowship. If you'd like to vote for it, just give us a call on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet, @IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. When you vote via email, tweet, or at our Facebook fan page, please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for as well. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer talking about real praise songs.
This is who God is. He is the strength. He is the one who gives you joy. He's the one that gives you a song. And that song, of course, is you proclaim who he is. That's what it means to praise him. Praise music is not a genre in a style that it has a certain sound to it, but praise music is when you sing of who Yahweh is, what Yahweh has done. You proclaim his salvation, that he has saved you. So that's praise music. So in the season of Lent, when we sing songs of Christ going to the cross, that his blood is shed, that he's like a lamb that doesn't open up his mouth, that this is all praise music because it proclaims exactly how we have the victory over the devil.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, real praise songs. If you'd like to vote for it, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Our Twitter address, @IssuesETC. Or our in-studio email address, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Get ready to vote, because here is the fourth soundbite for your consideration. It is Terry Mattingly talking about First Amendment freedoms and how they necessarily go together.
Years ago, I attended a meeting of the World Council of Churches in Vancouver, British Columbia, and it was one of the first times, maybe the first time, that Archbishop Desmond Tutu was allowed to leave South Africa. I remember specifically everybody was worried that they wouldn't let him back in. And there was a debate going on the floor of the convention about evangelism, and there were a lot of doctrinally liberal people who wanted to place some limits on evangelism and call it kind of provincial colonialism and all this. And Tutu got up and said very bluntly, he said, "Stop and think about this, folk." That preacher standing on a street corner preaching, one man's evangelist is another person's political activist. You shut that man up on evangelism, you can shut him up on apartheid. The line between free speech and freedom of religious conscience functionally doesn't exist. You tamper with one and you're threatening the other.
That's soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly. First Amendment freedoms go together. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us a tweet, @IssuesETC, an email right here in the studio in real time, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or go to our Facebook fan page and leave your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. When we come back, it's your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This break is a great time to give us a call and vote for Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, March the 11th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, a new low.
I remember being an evangelical and always listening to these prophecy buffs, and I always think to myself, I've really got to study prophecy, but who could do it? I mean, it was just a tangled mess.
Pastor Brian Wolfmiller talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
You had the newspaper in one hand, and you had the Bible in the other, and you're trying to, you know, it's like a gigantic theological, geopolitical crossword puzzle. Who knows what's up and down? The Bible is much simpler and much more joyful when it comes to the promise of the second coming.
you can meet and hear Pastor Brian Wolfmiller making the biblical case for the end times Friday, June 10th and Saturday, June 11th at the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 10th and 11th in Collinsville, Illinois.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you dread going to work out?
Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
How do we keep teenagers connected to the church after confirmation? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is Teaching the Faith at Home. What does this mean? How is this done? It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Teaching the Faith at Home costs $15.99 plus shipping and handling. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, Teaching the Faith at Home.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon, the 11th of March. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your opportunity also to win the LPR bundle package. And I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, bumper sticker, and notepad that goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call. The phone lines are open. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or you can tweet your vote to us at IssuesETC, at IssuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one, Andy Stanley on small churches, or soundbite number two, Dr. Thomas Winger with an analogy on unbiblical communion fellowship? Will it be soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer talking about real praise songs, yes, even in Lent? Or soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly on the First Amendment freedoms and how they go together? Let's begin with a vote from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Hello, this is Brady from Minnesota, and I wanted to vote for soundbite number one with Andy Stanley. Not because I agree with what he said, but he does hit on something we all are grieving about, of how to engage our young people in the Christian faith, 20-year-olds, teenagers, even 30-year-olds nowadays. And I've seen everything tried under the sun. I grew up with it. And the thing that is often not talked about is, number one, praying, bringing our young people to the feet of Jesus in prayer, and then number two, giving them more Jesus. So that's what we're going to do. Pray, bring them to Christ, and give them Christ in word and sacrament. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Let's see what Mike has to say. He's calling from Illinois. Hi, Mike.
Hello. My vote is for soundbite number one because I agree with the thesis, even though I don't agree with how he got there. Teach your kids to love your local church. Don't attend a church that teaches your kids to hate church. I go to a very small rural congregation. Three of us combine our youth group, and by doing that, our youth group is one-third the size of the local high school. The Lutheran grade school that the three churches support has an enrollment that is one-half the size of the public school. In our area, if we were to have a mega church, we'd have to drive nearly an hour to cover the land space in order to have the population to have a mega church. Instead, we are teaching our kids to love our local church by having smaller churches.
Mike, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Anthony in South Carolina says, my vote goes to soundbite number one, Andy Stanley on small churches. I couldn't disagree more with it, and I can't believe that a big-name pastor would say something so ridiculous, but it gets my vote. Love Issues Etc. Anthony, thanks for listening in South Carolina. Gary has this to say, 2 weeks ago you didn't play Soundbite of the Week. That week, David Peterson talked about the Feast of St. Matthias. I went into that episode thinking, there's only one verse, this isn't worth listening to. I repent, says Gary. That segment alone could have produced all four soundbites that week. My vote goes to none of the above, but to one of the most edifying episodes I've heard in a long time. If you haven't yet listened to it, go back and hear the show. If you will not let me write in my vote, I would then have to vote for Dr. Winger as a fellow Canadian. Well, any reason is a good reason, so that's a vote for soundbite number two. Dr. Thomas Winger, an analogy on unbiblical communion fellowship. Nathan listens in Clarinda, Iowa. I would have voted for number one, says Nathan, but the most outlandish and silly, but I understand he's since apologized for what he said. The other three get high marks, but the best is Dr. Winger, soundbite number two. I'm definitely borrowing, okay, stealing in a Christian sort of way, the analogy when explaining why we practice closed communion. It's perfect. I happen to agree, Nathan. Thanks for listening up in Iowa. Still plenty of time for you to cast your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can give us a call live this Friday afternoon, March the 11th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or you can also go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. book of the month for March is Teaching the Faith at Home. It kind of goes nicely, some of the things we're talking about here. What does this mean? How is it done? A primer on kind of beginning and carrying on the teaching, the catechesis of your children at home. You can find out more about this book from Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or you can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Brian says, my vote is for Pastor Ketchelmeyer. It's a great reminder that the Lord is one who gives us the words to sing his praise and to extol his works, and that the songs we sing to the Lord and about the Lord, when they are full of the Lord's word, are also full of his praises. Nicely put, Brian. Thank you very much. George is also voting for soundbite number one and hoping this clip alerted many to Andy's hostility toward Christianity. That makes the winner for this week's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Let's see. It's soundbite number one, Andy Stanley on small churches. Let's hear it again.
This is one reason we build big churches. People say, why do you have to make them so big? Let me tell you why we make them so big. You probably didn't know this. This is kind of an insider secret. We want churches to be large enough so that there are enough middle schoolers and high schoolers that we don't have one youth group with middle school and high school together. We want there to be so many adults that there will be so many middle school and high school kids that we can have two separate environments. So when I hear adults say, well, I don't like a big church. I like about 200. I want to be able to know everybody. I say, you are so stinking selfish. You care nothing about the next generation. All you care about is you and your five friends. You don't care about your kids. Anybody else's kids are like, what's up? I'm saying, if you don't go to a church large enough, come on, if you don't go to a church large enough where you can have enough middle schoolers and high schoolers to separate them so they can have small groups and grow up the local church, you are a selfish adult. Get over it. Find yourself a big old church where your kids can connect with a bunch of people and grow up and love the local church. Instead, what you do, can you tell I'm passionate about this? Yeah. Here's what you do. I mean, I'm so sick of this. I hear this all the time. Well, I just don't like a big church. You drag your kids to a church they hate. And then they grow up and hate the local church. And then they go off to college. Don't, parents, don't attend a church that teaches your children to hate church. I'm not against small church.
All right, that's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week, Andy Stanley on small churches. Two more votes for that winner right here. One from Will. My vote is for Andy Stanley. Quote, it's a bad quote that reveals the arrogance and of the vision casting leaders in the megachurch movement. More than that, it's just not true that parents who take their children to faithful but small churches don't care about their children. Also, another vote for that one. This one comes from Ali. That's it, is who it comes from. Soundbite number one. Stanley's small church quote would be my quote for the worst soundbite of the month, seeing as how those mega churches have double wide back doors. Actually, he's voting for soundbite number two. Vote goes to soundbite number two. So it kind of drove him away from soundbite number one. Thanks to everybody who voted for soundbite of the week this week. Mike in Illinois, if you'll send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. You get the LPR bundle package. Folks, the Lutheran Reformers commended the mutual conversation and consolation of the brethren, and that's exactly what we do each summer at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. You can meet and talk with fellow Issues Etc. listeners and with this year's speakers, Chris Roseborough, Adrian Dorr-Heinz, Larry Rast, Brian Wolfmiller, Will Whedon, Jonathan Fisk, and Carl Fekencher. It's Friday, June 10th and Saturday, June 11th. Right here in Collinsville, Illinois, about 50 miles east of St. Louis. Registration for the conference is $100. You can go and register at our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the Making the Case logo. Or if you have any questions, call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385. The 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Monday on Issues Etc. we'll continue our series on Martin Luther and the Reformation, talking with Dr. Ken Cherb about the Reformation on liturgy and hymnody, and we'll find out about the top three passages for the efficacy of God's Word from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us.